Yo, 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 it's your boy Derek at the Weekly Pools. Just kidding, Derek's not here. It's Ricky Z. And Tevin's not here either. So I'm just alone. And Casey and Dan are here from Bigfoot Knows Karate. Right.
So, hi, hell yeah. Dan. Good to be here.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, man. Derek and Ted can kick rocks, man. You fucking rock. Let's do this shit.
Yeah. His name's Tevin.
His name was Tevin, dude. You gotta
and that shows exactly how important he is. You don't even know his name.
Tevin.
Forget that guy. Just kidding, Tevin. I love you. But not Derek. He sucks. No, they had some stuff to do tonight. Busy lives and so on. And so you guys get to deal with just me. It's going to be a great and or terrible episode. We will see how it goes. So...
Looking forward to being a part of that, or, you know, pretending like disavowing all knowledge of it, depending on how it goes.
Either way, we're all in.
We're all in. Let's do it.
So, which one of you, Dan and Casey, first, let me just kind of intro the book just a touch here for the everybody listening. Dan and Casey have put together what appears to be a pretty stinking cool comic by my guess here. I've seen a short preview. The book's called Bigfoot Knows Karate, and that sounds insane, so I'm all in. And I got to look at the preview, which we'll direct you all to at some point during the podcast. It looks like a lot of fun, so which one of you is doing which parts of this?
Well, this is Dan. I'm the creator and co-writer and artist on the book.
Sweet.
Casey?
Is Casey there?
You there?
We lost Casey!
Ah, shit. Casey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, wait, I think he's trying to talk. I think I see a circle thing. Oh.
Help us, Casey.
And, yeah.
Can you hear us, bud?
There's something bad with my connection. That's
a real bummer.
Really bad. It's breaking up.
Can you hear? Hear you okay.
You kind of sound like
hang up and okay. I don't yeah, it keeps slowing down and then speeding back up. It's really awkward.
Casey, I don't know if it's a connection
of mine or what.
For me?
Yeah, what's up?
Can you say baby Ruth or Ruth baby? Because you sound
baby
like
Ruth.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, so while Casey's getting his thing sorted, Dan, you want
to... So, yeah.
Oh, Casey, you're back. You're good. Okay.
Okay.
Man, this is a real bummer. All right,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, my audio is awful.
All right. Okay. Let's roll with Dan for a minute. We'll come back
yeah.
to Casey.
Let me see if I can get this sorted.
Okay. So, Dan... Why don't you tell me a little bit more about what you're doing with the book, then?
Sure, absolutely. So, like I said, my name is Dan Price. I'm the creator of Bigfoot Knows Karate. I'm also the co-writer and artist on the book. I'm really happy to have Casey Allen with me working on the project. He is doing his co-writing on the project as well as doing editing. And it's been an amazing project so far. You know, I've known Casey for a few years now. We've actually never met in real life. We've used to work on some stuff together. Casey runs something called the Comic Jam, which is how we met. We were working on the Comic Jam, and I've been mulling over Bigfoot for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years, mulling over the Bigfoot Knows Karate concept, and came up with a really strong idea, really strong story at the beginning of the year. Called Casey up and said, hey, you're the guy to help me put this together. And we've been rocking ever since. It's been fantastic.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. I kept seeing him post the images of this character on Instagram for at least the past 3 years. And every time they would come up, I'm like, you need to do something with that. You need to do something with that. And not long ago, he messaged me with this, you know, just this amazing outline. And I told him I would edit. And, you know, I kept kept rolling with it. And pretty, you know, pretty soon after that, I kind of started helping with the writing. So it's been really fun working with them on this.
So then, to be more specific than Casey, what all are you covering on the book?
So we're basically bouncing back and forth, in terms of like what I've done. Dan came in with like the basic plot, and it was when I got a hold of it, I started kind of filling in the blanks and adding in the little colors and the little little things to just kind of connect A to B and help develop the character a little bit and kind of give him people to do karate on. it's been a whole lot of fun doing this because it's not like anything I've ever worked on before. And additionally, I've never written a book like this before, in terms of collaborating with someone so closely on the day-to-day structure of it. It's really been, kind of eye-opening and, just a fun experience all around.
Well, that's awesome. So Dan's, kind of the starting idea guy here, getting things rolling, and then you're kind of piecing things together and helping things gel. You guys seems like you have a really good back and forth little blending here that works really well.
What's really been nice about it, Ricky, is that, you know, I've worked on projects that have been comedies in the past. Mostly everything I've done has been a comedy in the world of comics. One shot stories or like a long running web comic. And with this, you know, like a long form web comic. And with this, this was going to be, you think when you hear Bigfoot Knows Karate, you've got, okay, I got the idea. I know what the story is going to be right away. This is actually a very well thought out, I mean, not to toot our own horns, but a very well thought out 5-issue story that we're putting together. And it goes far deeper than what you're, than what we're only scratching the surface with the concept of the name Bigfoot Knows Karate. What Casey's done for me is actually been incredible.
What is he doing over there?
Yeah, Casey, what are you doing? Eating hard candy? You getting this, getting out of the package? anyway, that's hilarious. So what I was saying was that what Casey's been able to do for me is take all these thoughts that I have that are, you know, that are sprawling out over five issues and really kind of he's been hurt. If I was a cat, he's like hurting the cat. You know what I mean? He's keeping me, you know, and bringing great ideas to the story, you know, really helping flesh out because it's not only Bigfoot Knows Karate, but it's also Kung Fu Thulu, which is our concept of Thulu. And Casey, you know, came up with the concept of the Kung Fu Thulu name and like said, run with it, Dan. And it's just been, so we've had a really good time coming up with the characters, kind of building a world that's going to you know, the story starts small. I think, you know, and Casey, you know, tell me if I'm wrong with this, but I think when you start the story, you know, you've read the preview, it starts a very small concept. And by the time it's done, the concept's blown wide open. We kind of look at this as Godzilla versus Kong meets Kill Bill.
Well, that's an interesting mix of stuff there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in. Oh, yeah. If that's the mix, that sounds great. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you guys complement each other really well. So that's awesome that you're able to work, especially without meeting somebody. Sometimes that's the best teams. I've never met Derek or Tevin, and it sounds like that's how I'm going to keep it because who knows what they're really like.
I'll tell you what, though. He is, like I said, you know, Casey runs the Comic Jam, and that's how I met Casey, which is – and Casey, if you want to be the one to explain it, go ahead, but – you know, we've just gelled from day one, from the time we started working together. We did some cool little projects together on the Comic Jam, and I just couldn't think of anybody better to come work on this with me for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah, I really loved it. So Dan, one thing about working with Dan is he's super talented in his graphic design, and his storytelling is, I mean, he could easily, you know, do this comic and do a great job without me. I honestly think that he.
Oh, man.
Don't break up when you were complimenting me.
Yeah,
man.
I was just getting good.
I know. I was like, ah, oh, this is the part I'm going to clip out and use for later, you know.
Well, now we all know that he never had anything nice to say about you anyway.
I know, right?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's all right.
Casey, can you still hear us at all? Yeah.
All right.
We'll move forward. I hope he doesn't get hurt by me leaving him in the dust.
Yeah, Casey's going to be playing a cameo role tonight. That's okay.
Sometimes that's the best.
We can get him.
So, yeah, when I was reading it, just the preview, obviously, I'm not going to lie to you, I was going into it thinking it was going to be a little bit more ridiculous and silly.
Right.
I'm coming in, Bigfoot Knows Karate, and it was like a day or two after I had just read Bigfoot Frankenstein for another interview we'd done.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, Bigfoot Frankenstein, Bigfoot Knows Karate, all right. And Bigfoot Frankenstein's a lot of fun too, so I'm opening this thinking it's going to be so insane and silly, and it actually was a little more
someone to kind of check him and
ooh.
Has Casey been talking this whole time?
I don't know. Casey?
Oh no. I think he's been talking the whole time.
Oh no.
Poor Casey. I feel bad for this. I'm going to have to send him like a fruit basket or something.
He's a mensch, too. Yeah, bad for the man. So,
but anyway, I was getting into it. I was kind of surprised. The story was a little bit more somber then quickly aggressive. But, I feel like he just said, yeah, for 8 seconds.
Right.
See, the stupid internet. It's a conspiracy to shut this thing down. Everybody better back this book because the man's trying to stop it. Anyway.
Yeah. Something dropped me. I don't know what happened.
Let him know what's going on.
Yeah. So. Text him. That's nice. Yeah. But yeah, right. I was, I'm getting into it. And I thought the art was a little like there's like really clean line work. There's like this, like I said, a little bit more of a somber tone than I expected. And I can't tell, like, as I'm watching through the first couple pages, I can't tell if he's going to eat this rabbit or if he's going to defend this rabbit or if he's going to defend it just so he can eat it. Like, I don't know.
I have no idea what serious story or
not. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I'm just telling him to mute.
I was going to say, I'm going to mute him just.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I don't want
to, I love you, Casey. Sorry. I hate to do that to you, man.
Have him text you if it comes back on. See if he can, because I'd love to have him back in here. But yeah, we don't want to ruin the rest of it. It's not his fault; just bad connections. But yeah, anyway, so you're saying this is a 5-part story? It's a 5 issues.
So yeah, 5-part story. Just to kind of say what you were jumping on what you were saying before about the clean lines and all of that. Just so you know, I do. I work in a very different work style than a lot of comic book artists. I work in Adobe Illustrator, and I draw with my fingertip. So I don't use a stylus. I do draw digitally, but if you ever catch me on live, on Instagram Live on Danomite139, I film myself drawing quite a bit, or video myself drawing quite a bit and stream it. And yeah, I draw with my fingertips. So, and the Illustrator, the program, and it just allows for such clean line work. But I'm really trying to go for a lot of movement in the line work, and have that kind of that free flowing, that feel to it. It's a very different art style than I've ever done before. It's I'm really trying to bring that grungy, that brushy style to it, and have that movement and that flow. Like, be water, my friend. I just want it to flow. I just want the whole concept.
No, you've.
To flow.
So, I think you've got that. I mean, as I'm looking through this, like especially with the wolf, when the wolf kind of enters the scene,
mm-hmm.
it's got that clean form, but mm-hmm. within it, you can see kind of that flowing, messy motion. So you know, like there's action and there's intensity going on. I'm gonna try to unmute Casey real quick, just because he. He said he thinks it's good.
All right. Anyway, I'll root for you, Case.
Well, hey, guys.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, geez.
I have no idea what's wrong with my internet, but I'm hearing you guys loud and clear now. So.
Okay, oh, great.
Good. We've only said good things about you, probably.
Probably.
Right.
So before we come back to Casey, I want to hear a little bit more, Dan, about what you're talking about with the drawing with your finger. That's just interesting because I have not heard of anybody else doing that. I know lots of people that use Adobe Illustrator, but just going with your finger seems like it'd be super awkward, cumbersome, bizarre.
It's funny. I used to work on a 24, 27 inch, wide screen touch screen. And then I got a laptop version of the same computer. So I literally work on a 17 inch laptop. I draw with my fingertip and my mouse. And that is, I've been a graphic designer, art director, creative director for the last, almost 20 years of my life. And so you just kind of get comfortable in your tools. Yeah. I used to draw pencil and pen, pencil, pen, paper. That's how I drew all the books I did for LaTeX Avenger. And then I kind of switched. I got out of drawing comics and I was just writing comics for a long time. And then, I picked up some drawing assignments a couple of years ago and I started playing with this style. I'm like, well, why don't I just take what I know from the graphic design world, apply it to what I do as a comic book artist. And it changed everything. It changed the entire way I think about drawing, about layout, the whole thing. And it's been and getting to draw live on Instagram. The Instagram community is just so unbelievably cool that they just get a kick out of it. I get DMs on Instagram with people saying to me, I thought when I first time I saw you doing that, I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? frankly, and they were like, this is bullshit. And then they were watching me draw and tell her and the whole thing. They're like, oh my God, he's doing it. So it's, I don't know. It's like some weird hook that I got. You know what I mean?
Well, it's definitely unique. I mean, it's got some of that, like you said, that kind of grungy, like mm-hmm. Daniel Warren Johnson has that kind of energy.
Hell yeah.
But it's different. It definitely looks different, and I definitely like the design. I think Bigfoot looks awesome, but yeah, it's neat because like it's got the bunny looks cute and innocent, the wolf looks a little bit more scary and rough, it's definitely unique, and that kind of I guess explains it a little bit. Your style is unique in itself.
Right on, man.
So yeah. Casey, if you're back here, I want to let you get back into what you were talking about earlier, if you can remember or if you know where you cut out at.
I don't necessarily know where I cut out at, but
you were talking about how great Dan is, and you were saying Dan's amazing, but it cut off right before.
Yeah,
we
you
got
cut
some
off
good
right
stuff.
Before complimenting me. It was amazing. I was like, just
don't worry, the other shoe is about to drop, buddy. So he's had a fully realized concept in his head with this comic, and in addition to that, his art style has been developed to complement his ideas in this book. And it's really been a joy just to kind of help add to this world that he's created. And it's so different from the style that I'm used to working in. But just this close collaboration style, it's really been fun. And I think it's kind of helped me as a writer break out of some bad habits that I have. And I think it's been just like a net positive all around.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's good. Like you said, it's definitely unique. Just the story itself seems pretty unique anyway, with the art style being unique. You guys being able to compliment and work off each other like that is, I'm sure, quite a rare find for many people anyway.
There's not too many unicorns in the world. You know what I mean? This is a rare thing.
Well, one thing that I want to stress, like you read, I think the first 8 pages.
It's, I don't even think it's that many, is it?
Seven.
Yes.
Well, it is more pages than I thought. 1, 2.
Get ready for just stuff to just, we jump the shark, then come back, kick the shark in the face, piss on it, and then go back to the beach. Like, we go all over the place with this book. We have so much fun. And it on Casey, the outset and essentially.
What a bummer. He came in so clear for a second.
I know. Really, he was doing nice so good. It was like a shining beacon in the night.
And he got, and well, I tell you what, he did good because he got me amped up. Talk about jumping a shark. Obviously, the worst episode of Happy Days, but great for this. jumping a shark, coming back. All this sounds crazy and ridiculous, which I'm all for, especially with indies. I don't know why, but when an indie is just ridiculous, I always like it. I don't know why.
Here's my thought on that. There's a lot of realism in comics right now.
And it's great. Sure.
And I'm not knocking it. No, but I'm just saying that there used to be a time when comics were more fantastical, you know, where, you know, hey, I'm just going to throw this powder and you're going to disappear, you know, or you know, I'm going to shoot lasers out my eyes or whatever it was. You know, I love things that are off, you know, just off the beaten path, that are a little bit odd, you know, but odd, but slightly marketable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, that's I like things that are a little bit crazy. I'm a little bit crazy, you know, and I think that
people are weird. People like weird stuff.
Absolutely. And I think Casey's a great writer. Okay. Like, he's slumming with me right now because, like, he's doing Voodoo Child. He's doing Voodoo Child and he works, you know, the comic jam and does some amazing stuff. Like, for me, everything that I've done previous to this, like I said, Latex Avenger. He's got a sidekick named Spermicidal Foam Lad and repels crime 99.9% of the time. Then you've got, like, Dr. Byclops of Masters of the Obvious. Dr. Byclops has two eyes. These are the types of characters that I work with. Manibus, who's a gigantic pot monster, you know, who, you know, I mean, so I've always been doing just crazy crap in the world of comics. And this is like crazy crap grown up. If that makes sense to you. When I first did my first comic was in 2007. I'm not the same person who did that book. I'm just not, you know. Well, and but I'm still weird. That never changed.
Well, that's I think, to your point, I'm not trying to knock the big two. I read their stuff also, but
sure.
A lot of their books, I think we're all aware, are a bit formulaic, and they know, hey, here's what's going to sell. Here's a layup. We're going to do this because somebody's going to buy it. Probably Batman. You have all sorts of stories that are really, really good and crazy, like the stuff they're letting kind of people like Don Cates do. And then you've got some of the more just generic that is there to just sell a couple books or plug a movie or whatever. And then you get into the indie world, and it's almost like that's where the real people are coming out. I mean, you have – it's the same with music, right? Like, the mainstream crap you're on the radio isn't what people really love. It's the stuff that's off of the mainstream that winds up being what a lot of people – what really appeals to them, because people are weird, and we like weird stuff.
You know, I cannot agree with you any more than that. You know, absolutely. People are odd, and, and you know, I'm like – we have a motto at my job, let your freak flag fly.
Give it to the weirdos, man.
That's just – yeah, that's how we work. That's how we work my job, and that's kind of how I let my life live my life. You know, I mean, you just have fun, be yourself, and you know. And with this book, you know, it's nothing more than that. We're just being ourselves. Yeah. You know, making a comic that just that people, you know. And the thing is, it is weird, and people are weird, and people have gravitated to it. We've received over 40 pieces of fan art since this. It's insane. If you get a chance,
if you get a chance
to look on Instagram, go to hashtag Bigfoot Knows Karate, and you will. And that's just the artwork that's in the hashtag. We get stuff sent to us a lot, and it's been. I've never seen anything quite like that. So it's been a wonderful watching, you know, the community kind of get behind us. And get behind the concept. They love Bigfoot. They love Kung Fu Thulu. How can you not? It's Kung Fu Thulu. You know, I mean,
it's a silly sounding thing that sounds fun.
It's amazing. And, you know, and Kung Fu Thulu, it's great because, you know, we're working, you know, we're trying to develop these characters, and you've already kind of got a glimpse into who Bigfoot is from the preview. But Kung Fu Thulu, I mean, if you took, you know, he's got a little Randy Savage going on in him. You know what I mean? And he's, you know, I mean, there's something about him. If you took like Randy Savage and Robert De Niro from Cape Fear and kind of just mush that stuff together. You know,
that's well, kind I'm of sold.
What we're dealing with here. And we're having too much fun for words. But the thing about it is it's more than, you know, the book, the first chapter is called Bigfoot Knows Karate, Hunter Prey. And we play with that concept of who is a hunter and who is a prey and how can that role change. But that's a theme that runs through the book. And then when you get to the end, I hope you're gonna have, and Casey jump in on this, you know, I hope you're gonna have one of two. I hope you're gonna have one or the other. You're either gonna go, what the fuck is this, or you go, what the fuck is this? I need more of this. And I'm really hoping you're gonna go to the latter because
you're gonna need a cigarette when you're done. I mean, it's chef's kiss.
That's nice.
I mean, hey, like I said, I think the way Casey threw it out there sounded just good enough for me. I like when it just sounds ridiculous,
yeah,
and chaotic and fun. But it sounds like you guys are actually putting a story behind it too, which, you know, makes it better in a lot of, you know, for me, for yeah. most people. I think sometimes, you know, it's fun to get a little escapism in there, but also you got to be, sometimes you just need to be tied by a little bit of a story, even if you can still get crazy with it.
There's a lot of meat on that bone to gnaw for the next five issues. We'll put it like
meat.
Yeah.
Well, so your Kickstarter is October 13th?
Yes.
Sweet. All right. Good memory, me. I'm proud of me. Now the Kickstarter is going to launch, and obviously you guys will be posting that Twitter. I'm assuming Instagram will be all over the place. We'll post it a bunch of times. And then will you be doing a Kickstarter for each issue? Or are you doing one large Kickstarter to cover everything?
No, we're doing Kickstarter for each issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan on, is it too early to tell, do you have a plan on how far apart these are going to be?
It's too early to tell right now, but I will tell you this. This book is not going to Kickstarter unless all the artwork's done. Okay.
That makes sense.
We will not put out something that is not complete. That's like a very big deal for me. I want to make sure that by hell or high water, you're going to get your book.
You sound like somebody who's been burned by Kickstarter before.
Something like that. So I just heard too many war stories. I've seen too much of it, and I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I know Casey agrees with me on that one, for sure.
Oh yeah. It's such a bummer working on a project and supporting a project and not getting what you asked for, and we don't want to be one of those stories that you hear. Every other day, at least every other day, I'm getting art from Dan, and he's just showing it off, going, does this work for you? And it's like freaking Christmas morning. It is amazing seeing what he's putting out there and really pushing himself and just going hard in the paint in that style. And I love it.
Nice. And good little basketball reference, because Derek Kevin want to talk about basketball in here too. So we've checked a box. A box has been checked. And now good I'll sports. Say skateboarding. I said skateboarding out loud.
Yeah,
we checked all the boxes. We can. But before we do that, bigfootknowskarate.com is the website for everybody listening. I would encourage you to go there. It's one of the more well put together websites I've seen from an indie comic. You have some really
good ones.
Because
Dan knows the shit.
You can tell that somebody's a graphic designer. So you're going in, looking at it, right? The main page, cool, great stuff. And then it's got little things in there like meet the creative team. There's some like a sketch gallery that's in there. There's a shop so you can buy stuff. You guys already have merch, which is really cool. And I might need me a coffee mug. Because those look pretty sweet.
Can I just say something real quick?
Absolutely.
Listen, we've not only do we have merch, we've already had merch get bootleg.
Oh yeah.
What? Yeah. We found our merch on Amazon. Somebody hit me up and said, "Hey, are you doing stuff on Redbubble?" I'm like, "No." They're like, "You need to get online real quick." Not only was it on, they had people stealing our exact artwork on Redbubble, also on Amazon.
What?
Yes. We don't do business with Amazon or Redbubble. We're T Public people. So anyway.
T Public. It's true. I have the site up right now. It's T Public. Anything else is a poser.
That's right. Absolutely.
No, but I think that's really cool. Like I said, anybody listening, you should definitely check that out. They've got a pretty well put together site with some cool stuff on it. And it has a preview for the comic on there, which is awesome. And it's got links to the socials, so you can get on there and do the following and all that stuff. Yeah, and the Kickstarter rewards sound pretty legit, too, from what I'm looking at. The other day, I was like, man, this Kickstarter sounds like it's got some pretty cool rewards. I'm going to see what tier I'm going in at. And I'm supposed to ask a question from Derek. Derek wants me to ask you guys a question because he thinks he's funny.
Hit us up, man. What's up?
So Derek says, is Johnny Lawrence the sensei? That's what he says.
Okay. So let me tell you right now, that was one of those things, not Johnny Lawrence per se, but when I was working on the comic, working up the idea, and I was talking to Casey about what this could be. That whole, okay, he's this wounded animal that gets found by a sensei and trained up so he can defend the land. We're not doing that. Like, there's no sensei. I hate to break his heart, but like, there is no sensei. This is not a sensei story. This is like Kane in Kung Fu. You know what I mean? He's got a path to walk. And he's got a story to tell, and we're gonna learn a hell of a lot about this cat. Bigfoot knows karate.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little bummed that actually led to an articulate, regular answer, and I was really hoping you guys would be like, "What? Why is that happening?" And then we'd have to make fun of him for his weird Karate Kid reference. And
No, I'm just that big of a Cobra Kai and Karate Kid fan that I wasn't gonna just tread on it. You know, yeah. I'm that big of a fan.
Can I tell you a quick story about something that happened like 2 years ago, though?
Sure.
Okay, so I was working on an anthology called Ice Anthology, and I make shit up all the time, especially when I am talking to somebody in an interview. basically, haven't done that yet. However, during this... you'll get it. Don't worry. During this interview, I was asked how I met my collaborator on that anthology, and I told them that I met him via a Bigfoot erotic poetry forum.
Oh, and, my gosh. How'd that go?
My co-collaborator was the William S. Burroughs of erotic Bigfoot poetry. Anyway, one of my buddies in the Comic Jam, which is an online comics workshop that I help run, thought that was the funniest thing ever. And then when it was announced that I was helping to write Bigfoot Knows Karate, he came back to me and said, "Do you really do erotic Bigfoot poetry?" So raised a few eyebrows from my buddies when they found out I was working on a Bigfoot book.
That's funny, dude. Bigfoot dick wrestling or whatever the hell Casey's going on about, but no, I'm getting gross.
So you said something about skateboarding, so I was just gonna say the obligatory skateboarding and be done with it. Are you guys into that crap?
Flip yourself over to bigfootknowskarate.com.
Sure. Skate way on over. That's a nice good segue.
Well,
you were talking about the Kickstarter, so I did want to mention a couple of the things we're working on getting. I've been working on getting all that stuff up on Kickstarter and getting all that pushed through right now. So, but I will tell you, we are doing 3 editions of the book. Okay. We're going to do a regular, the book is 28 pages. Okay. The story is 28 pages. We're going to do a regular edition with my cover a variant edition with artwork by Matthew Skillern. You can find him at Skillful Studios on Instagram, and he's doing a black and white cover variant that's just absolutely gorgeous. Ooh. And then we're doing another book that's going to be a 44-page deluxe edition of the book. So it's going to have the 28-page story, a variant cover by me. It's going to have the fan art gallery, secret sketches that I've done that I've not posted, and also a very special treat that I'm not going to say what it is yet. But go to when the Kickstarter goes live on the 13th, when you get that deluxe edition, you'll see what I'm talking about, and you guys are going to go, holy shit, somebody actually did that. I think it's cool. So
I'm enticed.
All right, that's the whole idea.
Nice. Could I get you guys and. Not to be a jerk to Casey, but your service isn't the best. So could I get probably Dan to do like a one sentence pitch or like a brief pitch for the book, just like a hook people in? I don't know if you're going to beat the whole jump the shark thing, but you want to give it a shot?
All right. I'm going to read something off my website real quick, okay?
Okay. Scripted.
I'm going to cheat a little bit because it's pretty good. Take philosophy and mix in imagination. Add equal parts chaos and order. Throw in some cryptids whooping the shit out of each other and welcome to the world of Bigfoot Knows Karate. Follow a gentle cryptid warrior as he finds his way in a world where anyone can be a hunter and everyone can be the prey.
Well, there you go. That's pretty intense.
Thank you. Now, if I could do the voice of the guy in the movie trailers, enter a world where a cryptid warrior, if I could do that,
something,
then I'd have
something Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's a comic about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
When I was doing the research initially on Bigfoot and who Bigfoot, you know, what a Bigfoot was and all that, and I watched some documentaries and stuff, I came to the conclusion after a couple of documentaries and reading some stuff online that nobody knows shit about Bigfoot. And the only thing that I know that everybody knows about Bigfoot is nobody's seen one. And that's like the one running rule that I played with in the story.
Hey, man, I seen Bigfoot yesterday.
Well, that's a special person right there. And we're going to talk about that in the comic, too. So.
Anyway. You guys have seen Monsters Incorporated, right?
Yeah. The Pixar, right?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about where they were. When they first discovered the human child, and then there was like interviewing all the people in the news, and it was like a bunch of goofy hillbillies. Shot me with his eye lasers or whatever it was. So where are you guys from? I meant to really get into that earlier. We don't have to go too crazy, but where are you guys from?
Case, you there?
Yeah. I'm Birmingham, Alabama.
And I'm from Austin, Texas.
Oh. I like Texas because they got the food.
Yeah. Where are you out of?
I'm in Indiana. Okay. And those other two are in West Virginia.
Okay. So now let me ask you, then I mentioned Matthew Skillern, the variant, who's doing the variant cover. He's out of Indianapolis. He was just at Indie PopCon a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So... check him out. He's a local guy, and he's damn good. He's become a good insta-chum for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know we got some my buddies over at the Wednesday pull list. Those guys are from Texas, and then one time my exhaust pipe fell off in Alabama. So there we go. Circle complete.
Nice.
Sweet. Well, do you guys I don't want to leave anything, you know, any tables unturned. Is there anything else you want to say about the book? Any other projects you're working on? Anything you want to plug? You know, thank somebody. I don't know. Go for it.
Casey, why don't you go first and plug Voodoo Child while you're at it?
Okay. Well, Voodoo Child is a book I'm doing with an artist named Pete Woods. Not the Pete Woods, but the other Pete Woods. And he's out of England. And it's basically a Vietnam War supernatural heist book. And we're doing the second issue of it. And that is going live on the 13th on Kickstarter. And it's a whole lot of fun. Check us out on Twitter. on Instagram, The Voodoo Child, and hopefully you guys will get to see the book. It's a whole lot of fun. It's a lot of supernatural horror, a lot of New Orleans voodoo, and a whole lot of lore. And I'm doing my best to treat this stuff with as much respect as I can, while also being as entertaining as I can. It's a whole lot of fun to do. And Pete's artwork is pretty amazing.
Nice. That's awesome. I mean, that sounds interesting. Seems like you guys are really into the fun lore stuff, which really most of the nerd type us people are kind of into that anyway. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And check out the Comic Jam.
Yeah, that the Comic Jam. That's a really interesting thing that I think, you know, like Derek and Tevin, their whole thing of starting this off was to get indies pushed and get people, build the community and all that. And it seems like Comic Jam is right up in that zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're all about growing and learning the craft and making stuff happen. And I would have never met Dan without the Comic Jam. And when he told me that he wanted to join the group and do some stuff with us, I had seen what he had done before. And I thought he was pulling my leg because he looked so polished with his artwork. I was really surprised that he wanted anything to do with us. Because, I mean, who are we? We're just a bunch of dorks on the internet.
No. Listen, I would not be doing this right now. And I'm not talking just writing with you, working with you. But, like, I would not be doing this comic if it wasn't for the jam. Because I started in 2007 and I stopped around 2013. There was a lot of reasons behind it. Was raising a family, had just a bunch of things going on in my life. And I needed to take a break from comics for a little while. And, doing the Comic Jam was one of those things that was fantastic because you do one page. So like the writers are given a theme. They have to write a one page comic based on that theme. And then the artists are picked at random to go with that writer's comic. So it's a wonderful exercise on, you know,
pretty cool.
And it got me got my toe back in the water. I did about four or five pieces with the jam and then started taking some work again for like Halloween Man, Guano Guy, a few different books like that. And got me back to doing indie comics, making my creator own comics again. So Casey, you're really responsible for this in more ways than one, dude.
Yeah, I'm so glad you found us and we were able to kind of fuel that fire because it's paying dividends and I'm really enjoying what you're doing, man.
Yeah, and thank you. I mean, seriously, I recommend the jam to everyone, especially if they're wanting to do an indie comic, Ricky, if they've never done this before and they just want to get their feet wet and know what it's like to collab with somebody. And, you know, I mean, because it's hard if you've never worked with somebody and you've got to get in the mind of a writer real fast and, you know, and try and envision what they do. But you don't really talk with each other. So you have to just take the ball and run with it as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a really cool concept. So, yeah, definitely if y'all are on Instagram, go to the Comic Jam Alt. Is that what it is?
The Comic Jam Alt, yes.
Yeah.
And then you got on Twitter, it's at the Comic Jam, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I saw John Luzar follows the Comic Jam, and we just did a little indie spot talking about a book he's working on. So I wonder if he got his start up in there too.
I really haven't met him. He recently started following us. So
neat.
He's a solid guy, though.
That's neat. So the Comic Jam is like the Kevin Bacon of the indie comics realm. There's
absolutely. Oh, man. We have deep roots. We're all over the place, man. Deep roots.
Very cool. Well, yeah, I appreciate you guys coming on. I had a good time. I know, Casey, I'm sorry the service wasn't so good for you, but it was good to have you guys on here. Thankfully, we got the good pitch out of Casey before the signal got real weird.
Yeah.
I've had a blast. I'm sorry that my router decided to shit the bed. I don't know what the deal is. We've had a lot of crazy rain here lately, so
no, that's
maybe
totally
that's
fine.
To account for You're it.
Totally fine. I'm never going to have you back on because I'm offended. But no, I'm kidding. It was a good time. I'm glad we were able to have you guys follow Bigfoot Knows Karate at Bigfoot BFKK on Twitter. And then for Dan Price at Danomite 139. And then for Casey Allen, you're going to follow at Robots Eat Guitar. And with a Twitter handle like those, it's going to be a good book because they're obviously weird. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, like I said, I appreciate you guys coming on, and we'll have this episode up shortly. And for the rest of you people listening, get out there, watch for the Kickstarter starting October 13th for Bigfoot Knows Karate.
And go check out, real quick, can I just make a couple of plugs real fast?
Yeah, for sure.
I just want to let y'all know, BigfootKnowsKarate.com is the hub. We'll have a link to our Kickstarter from there. You can check out the preview. You can check out the shop. All the fan art is in the gallery. Also be on the lookout. There's going to be a contest coming up soon that we're going to be running over Instagram and Twitter. Also on our Facebook group, Bigfoot, just search Bigfoot Knows Karate on Facebook. You can find it right there. And on October 13th, when we do the Kickstarter live, Casey and I will be on Instagram doing a live show that night. We'll be having guests on with us. We'll be pumping up the Instagram, not the Instagram, the Kickstarter, whatever, all this damn technology and all these fucking apps. Anyway, we're going to be doing all of that, and we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun. So,
awesome. Yeah, everybody better get out there, back the book. You can buy Starbucks, you can back a Kickstarter.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I appreciate that statement.
Absolutely. Make your own coffee for a week and give them some money.
Yeah.
Can I just say to Derek and Tevin, again, you guys really screwed up not being here, man.
Yeah.
it didn't really hurt my feelings that much, but I wouldn't just fight for Dan. I would kill for Dan. And Dan has been he's really upset right now.
Real whoopee bitch through this entire thing.
Listen, I'm right there with you. I mean, what kind of idiots trust a guy they met on the internet 2 weeks ago to just run an entire episode of their podcast? Hey man, we just met. You want to interview some guys? Also, here's all of our information and our bank account numbers. Dummies.
What a bunch of goobers.
Yeah, now I own the weekly polls.
I'm the weekly pool now.
Ha 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 ha. I usurped their thrones, and they're not getting them back. I'm just all kidding.
Right. Man, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thank you.
Thanks.